The best gift you can give yourself this holiday season is the gift of time. Find that gift and all the best gifts through the Amazon link on FatGuyRadioShow.com. You'll find time and you'll find money. Amazon prices are often the best prices. You'll save gas because you can shop Amazon at home. It doesn't get any more convenient. And get all your shipping free with the membership with Amazon Prime. There's a button for that on our Amazon page as well, because clicking the Amazon and Prime link on FatGuyRadioShow.com is the best gift you can give this show. Thank you for supporting this and all the free shows on the BDB Radio Network. This is your boy, Corey Blaze, and I want to thank you for subscribing, downloading, and sharing Fat Guy Radio Show. Without your continued support, we wouldn't be able to bring you this free show. So on behalf of all of us here at Fat Guy Radio Show, I say thank you. And now, here's an all-new show. Quick, go gather the kids. Now, where the hell is that chipmunk?
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
Hold it right there. This is the concierge, sir.
I knew it was you. I could smell you getting off the elevator. You was here last night, too, wasn't you?
Yes, sir. I was.
You was here. And you was smooching with my brother.
I'm afraid you're mistaken, sir.
Don't give me that. You've been smooching with everybody. Snuffy, Al, Leo, little Mo with the gimpy leg. Cheeks, Bony Bob, Cliff.
It's a lie.
I could go on forever, baby.
I'm terribly sorry, sir, but I'm afraid you're mistaken. We're looking for a young man.
All right. I believe you. But my tummy gun don't. Get down on your knees and tell me you love me.
Knees? I love you.
You gotta do better than that.
I love you!
Maybe I'm off my hinges, but I believe you. That's why I'm gonna let you go. I'm gonna give you to the count of three to get your lousy, lying, low-down, four-flushing carcass out my door. One, two... Merry Christmas, you filthy animal. And a Happy New Year.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show. Featuring Corey Blaze. And now, here's Corey.
What is happening right now? December 13th, 2014, also known as 12-13-14, live from Studio G, memorizing your phone number so when we go to jail, we'll have someone to call. Thank you for joining us for another Fat Guy Radio Show. I'm your host, Corey Blaze. Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram is where you can find us socially. Give us a like and a follow. Interact with the show while also spreading the word. Philippians! It is finally that time. It is nearing the final days of Christmas. At the time of this show taping, you'll have 11 days till Christmas. In those 11 days, you'll still have work, school, family time, laundry, babies, stress, and worry. When the hell will you find time to Christmas shop? No worries. I have the answer. Amazon at FatGuyRadioShow.com. Holiday deal specials so amazing, you'll fill your stocking. Shop while on the go from your smartphone at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Amazon. You can even have your gifts wrapped. Amazon takes the headache out of Christmas shopping. And now, here is Philippius with Philippius's holiday gift pick of the week. Philippius, take it away!
My gift pick of the week is Burt's Bees Baby Bees Sweet Memories Gift Set with Keepsake Photo Box. This gift set contains an 8-ounce baby shampoo and wash, a 6-ounce baby lotion, 2 ounces of diaper cream.
Diaper cream.
Nice. Mini body oil and mini buttermilk soap.
Oh, yeah.
This is a perfect stocking stuffer for the new mom in your life. Burt's Bees Baby Bee Sweet Memories gift set is pediatrician tested and hypo. allergic. I knew I was going to mess up
allergenic.
There.
Allergenic.
Allergenic. Get this amazing gift box set today on Amazon through FatGuyRadioShow.com. This has been Philippius' holiday gift pick of the week. Back to you, reindeer poop eater bitch.
Do all your holiday shopping at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Amazon and tell a friend. FatGuyRadioShow.com/Amazon. The best way we power this free show. Well, everybody. Philippius, those things are getting better and better every time you do those reads. My camera white balance. I am having problems with the Ustream camera, and I'm not happy with it. I look blue. I look blue.
It's because you're wearing too much black.
Is that what it's doing?
Yes.
You're blurple.
I'm blurple. Well, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you that are watching us on Ustream and also those that you can hear, DT's back, and I'm just going ahead and start the show off with, DT, you looking fine as hell today, boy.
My mind's telling me no, but my body's telling me yes.
How you feeling, Mocha?
I don't know what to do with my hands. I feel like I've been gone so long.
I'm going to play with Ustream.
Feel like I've been gone so long that I do not know what to do with my hands. I forgot what it's like to be on the radio or the camera.
You could stick them in your pants, you know, if you want. Keep them warm.
If it's
kind of cold out?
Can I sit on my left hand until it goes numb, and then I can go proceed to jerking?
Yeah.
It's called the stranger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are amazing.
Speaking of strangers, I feel like Philippius, you are a stranger because I've never heard you talk so much.
You never heard me talk so much.
No, in that read, I was like, wait, he knows English?
I learned it last week.
Oh, okay.
You know Rosetta Stone?
Rosetta Stone. Oh, man. See,
I was a stone of roses.
Hey, I passed the Rosetta Stone. All right. I look chocolate again on the Ustream. Hallelujah. And even though the shot's crooked. Damn it. All the heck. I can't win with Ustream today.
I don't know about Rosetta Stone because I was too busy reading Rosetta's Pebble.
No, I got it. It's good. We'll deal with it.
They just got to lean their head a little bit.
Rosetta's Pebble.
Pebble.
I thought you were trying to touch her petal.
It's a small stone.
Oh, it's a small stone.
And it's a Mexican Rosita.
Yeah, that's what Philippius can do when he has scripts.
Oh.
Script writers.
Wait, he can read?
He can read, too.
He's impressed me more and more today.
Mind is blown.
Pow.
Kabooey.
Flop.
Welcome to the show, everybody. breaking news whenever it feels like breaking. We haven't done this on the show in a while, but I'm going to go to my news bed here because Rex, my friend, half foe, was on the show last week.
He ruined it.
And he ruined it. Yes, the feast is ruined. And we, prior to that, didn't discuss the fact that he and I had gone out Friday night on a mandate. We didn't get to that. We went out on a mandate, DT. And we went to Pete's Fish and Chips. And when I was at Pete's Fish and Chip, I discovered something that I didn't know existed.
What?
And it blew my mind. We're going to have to go to Fat News on Fat Guy Radio Show. Pete's Fish and Chips is one of my favorite ultimate places for culinary indulgence. When you go to Pete's Fish and Chip, you can't be on any type of diet. You can't have any sense of any type of good food as far as healthy, because Pete's Fish and Chip is pretty much battered fat. Everything from Pete's Fish and Chips on the menu, the minimum is 1,500 calories.
But it's amazing
and it's worth it. So behind me in the Ustream shot, is Pete's Fish and Chips' latest reveal. Their latest breaking news, whenever it feels like breaking. Pete's Fish and Chips now offers the Pete's Special Sauce. You know the Pete's Special Sauce?
Yes.
Because you can't go to Pete's Fish and Chip and ask them for ketchup. They'll mother F you in the face. You can't.
Yes.
Don't go to Pete's Fish and Chip and ask them for any ketchup, because they have the Pete's Special Sauce. Now, it's allegedly that maybe my dad may or may not have been able to break the secret sauce recipe.
Allegedly. I know that he used to have a burger shop.
He did! Pete's Special Sauce. When you go, and what my go-to, do you have a go-to menu item at Pete's Fish
and
Chips?
Yes, I do.
Okay, my go-to menu item is the 15-piece shrimp and chips. Yes, 15 pieces of delectable breaded shrimp, deep fried in fat and cholesterol and heart attack. What's your go-to menu item?
My go-to menu item is actually a combination of couple of menu items. Oh. My go-to menu item is the super seafood combo. That's 7 pieces of shrimp, 2 pieces of fish with the chips.
Yes.
A double monster cheeseburger and a deep fried burrito.
Do you have a go-to, Lip?
I have the seafood platter or the combo. I don't know what it's called, but it has like 3 different fishes or fish, shrimp, and something else.
That sounds very similar to what DT just described.
Without the hamburger to top it off.
And a deep fried burrito.
The deep fried burrito! I am going to have a foodgasm over here.
Oh, I just tried.
Yes.
Their fish sandwich.
Uh-huh.
Their messy fish sandwich is the fish filet.
Yes.
With the coleslaw on top. Because, you know, until we went to that barbecue festival, I've never eaten coleslaw and liked it.
Oh, yeah. And we went to Scottsdale Barbecue Festival.
Yeah, and amazing. ever since then, I can't get enough of slaw. Like, when I see slaw, I'm like, oh, let me try that. And I'm now somewhat of a slaw connoisseur.
He's a slaw snob.
Give me chicken.
Yes.
You think the slaw was good? Well, I'm about to reveal on Fat Guy Radio Show, because they just started doing this in the since I believe November, so it's very new.
Okay.
The Pete's Fish and Chip Special Sauce, where you dip your shrimp in it, you dip your fries in it, you dip your burger in it, you dip your finger in it, you dip your nose in it, and you dip other body parts if you do so decide to do so.
What?
You would be able to. When you ordered, like my go-to when I ordered a 15-piece shrimp and chips, it comes with 5-ounce Pete's Special Sauce that come inside.
It's 5 ounces.
It's probably not even 5 ounces. I always order the 5-ounce on the side because I always run out of sauce.
Yeah.
It's the worst thing to do when you order Pete's Fish and Chips is to run out of sauce. And I'm excited about this because no one else is talking about this right now. Those of you that listen across the country and across the world, I understand Pete's Fish and Chip is a local place in Phoenix, Arizona, and it's basically a deep-fried fish house, but they serve burgers and hot dogs or corn dogs and burritos and everything, and they serve and it's huge and it's inexpensive, and you get a monster amount of food. Well, now the key element that has made
Pete's Fish and Chips
the number one in our hearts and in our minds and on our diets is their special sauce.
Yes.
And now Pete's Fish and Chips. Now I have to get the sound bed ready for this. Pete's Fish and Chips and their special sauce is now available for purchase.
What?
Breaking news on FatGuyRadioShow.com. No other radio show has this. This is a Fat Guy Radio Show exclusive. Pete's Fish and Chips now offers its award-winning special sauce in gallon-sized
I just want to shove it everywhere. Oh, I'm sorry.
You know what's next? Now that Pete's Fish and Chips offers us in a gallon, you know what's next?
What?
World peace. Because if this is possible, so is world peace.
Anything is possible.
Anything is possible.
Oh, man.
So I met with the one of the assistant manager at the Pete's Fish and Chips, which is one of the best one locations, which is in East Phoenix.
Yes.
On 40th Street and Indian School.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Now that is my Tatum border, because you know 40th Street in Scottsdale is Tatum.
Yeah.
It turns into Tatum. So I can only go as far as 40th Street in South Phoenix.
Yes.
In Southeast Phoenix. But the manager, the assistant manager there, I met her, Francine. She's a listener of the show. I went there with the Philippians, with Rex last Friday, and I saw this and I discovered it. I said, how long has this been out? Why didn't I know? Why did this come across the wire? Why in the hell wasn't there, like, why isn't AP and CNN and Fox News and MSNBC? Why aren't these people reporting on the fact that Pete's now offers the bottle, the special sauce, in a gallon? Mm. No one knew. So I asked her, I says, can I have one of those gallon jugs? And here on Fat Guy Radio Show, we have that gallon jug, and it will be in the background. And she gave us a couple of stickers and whatnot, too, to also put in the background. How amazing is this detail?
That is awesome.
Like, makes me more hungry.
Now I just want to take a shower in it.
Like, now you can.
Bath and soak in it.
I just want to, like, just
now you can. $100, $100, you can get five of those bitches.
Five
for because they're changed back on a $20 bill to get that cartoon size gallon of sexual satisfaction.
Mm. Oh wow,
that sounds amazing.
My camera is tilting even more. Pad for me one more time. Wait. How excited are you about that?
Wait, hold up. It costs $20 for a gallon of secret sauce?
Change back on a 20.
Change back on a 20.
Well, you said for 100. Oh, that with taxes. So it costs almost $20 for a gallon?
Yeah, pretty much.
I don't know if that's a deal now.
That's a deal.
Is it a deal?
Yes, it's a deal.
Is it a deal?
What do you pay? What do you
for
pay?
For that lovely goodness?
I can get, for $2.75, I can get a gallon of milk. I don't think I pay $20 for anything in a gallon. I get a gallon of paint for $9.
Yeah, but is, like, your gallon of paint coming from Pete's? And can you dip those delectable deep fried shrimp in a gallon of paint? No.
I could. I'd probably die, but I could do it.
Yeah, and you could die. So while you're doing that, you save yourself $10, cheap, some almost sexy, some almost.
You know what? I'm just going to go buy a gallon and ask your dad to make the sauce.
No! Oh! How dare you! You are ruining my Christmas spirit! It is the Christmas season, and Pete's Fish and Chips gave me my Christmas gift a little early.
Well, your Christmas gift sucks.
Christmas gift is absolutely amazing.
It costs too much.
It's Christmas time! You're not gonna ruin this for me, you sexy son of a biscuit!
I'm just saying, I was excited. I thought that that would be like $10. I'd pay $10.
No,
tops.
It's $19.99.
No, $19.99.
You wouldn't pay $20 for that gallon of Pete's special sauce.
It's empty. Why would I pay for an empty jug?
Right?
It will be
right. It'll be empty.
It'll be full when you buy it, you two Santa Claus rejects.
It better be $20 all the way to the rim.
$20? It would be.
No.
Well, mine would. Francine down at the Pete's Fish and Chip on 40th Street Indian School would hook your boy up.
The only way I'm paying $20 for Pete's sauce is if they fill up one of those things so much that it overflows into another one and they give me both of them for
$20. So you want those to be $10?
$10. I would pay $10.
Well, if you didn't just mother F Pete's Fish and Chip right here on the show, you probably could have got the hookup. But no, you wanted to go right for the fact that, oh, I can get a gallon of paint for $9.
I'm just saying.
You dip your shrimp in a gallon of paint.
I love Pete's Fish and Chips.
So you don't love it that much that you wouldn't pay $19 for that? I have a pallet of that being delivered to my house next week.
You know what that means, though? Like, the combo I get, my food costs me, because I get all the stuff added onto it, it costs me $15.
Okay.
So I'm going to be paying $35. 15 of that is only food. 20 of it's not. I'm paying more for the sauce than I did for my food.
But you can take the sauce and then you go home with the cartoon size heavenly gallon of goodness. You take it home and then you dip your Snickers bar in it. You can dip your girlfriend in it. You can dip your brother in it. You can dip Philippians in it. You can dip your sandwiches in it. You can dip your toe in it. You can put your tire iron in it. You can dip it all. And here you're actually going to be saving money. Let me tell you how you're going to save money, DT. You want to know how you're going to save money?
You are
going to save money because you're going to have enough Pete's Fish and Chip sauce in your house that you won't even have to get in your car and drive back to Pete's Fish and Chip for at least another 2 months. That, yes, folks, that is 2 months worth of Pete's special sauce available to you for the easy price of $19.99. So, yes, it may be more expensive than a gallon of paint, but it's going to last you a whole lot longer.
You know what? He kind of won me over with a dipped girlfriend.
Nice.
I didn't even hear what he said after that. I just heard dipped girlfriend. I was like, Shoot, $20 for dipped girlfriend? Heck yeah.
You could hey. Heck yeah. And you see how big of a spout
the mouth
on there?
Pretty wide.
You'd be able to get a whole boobie in there.
It's almost as wide as my girlfriend.
You'd be able to get a whole entire boobie into the Pete special sauce. That is deep dipped nip.
Deep dip nip. Nice. I think we just named the show. Did we just name the show?
I think we did.
I think so.
Deep dip nip. He really tickled himself. He really tickled himself.
Nice.
He's tickled. If he was white, he'd be pink. That's how much he tickled himself.
That's gonna break. Sam's a baby. Tonight. All right, folks, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. Yes, I tickled myself. All right, folks, this during the holiday season.
And your nose out your mouth.
Yes, Philippians, during the holiday season, man, yes. There are hundreds of things you can put in your mouth, but none of them compare to an electronic cigarette if you're a smoker. I was supposed to hit the bit right there, wasn't I?
Yes,
I got tears in my eyes from laughing. There's, you know, DT, I'm going to ask you this question. I'll shoot this question over to you.
All right.
Mocha Cup. You know, during the holiday season, there are hundreds of things you can put in your mouth.
Yeah.
But none of them compare to an electronic cigarette if you're a smoker. That's right, folks. Halo 6. Quality American-made e-liquid Halo 6 was recently named Editor's Choice Award for the number one electronic cigarette and Triton Tank vaping system by PC Magazine. By offering premium quality products, Halo 6 follows strict guidelines, policies, and procedures to ensure your vaping experience is safe and satisfactory. That is why, for this holiday season, Halo 6 has agreed to offer our listeners 25% off starter kits. It's still available. Simply enter promo code HALOGIFTS. That's HALOGIFTS. What the hell did I just swallow? I think I just swallowed a bug. There's my protein for the day. Mm. If I would have had that gallon full of Pete's special sauce, I could have dipped that fly in it. Halo gifts at fatguyradioshow.com/Halo6. That's promo code Halo gifts. Halo 6 on vaping, baby. Give it to me. Mocha Cub.
Halo 6. I'm vaping, baby.
Yeah, it moved a whole lot.
I think it got really sexy this time. Like,
yeah, it did.
I think the absinthe made it grow fonder.
You know what would have made that Halo 6 even better?
If Flip hadn't cut off the music so damn
early.
Yeah,
the bad music did go right off the cliff, but it would have been better if it was dipped in Pete's special sauce.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, deep dip nip. That's it.
Deep
All right.
Dip nip.
Have you been around any gas stations lately, boys?
Yes. No, I don't have a car.
I was there earlier today.
You jerk face.
I'm sorry.
I was there earlier today.
I forgot. I'm sorry.
So, I was walking down the street the other day, because that's what I do now. You know, I walk.
You bike. Walk. You scoot.
No, I walk.
You no, scoot.
I bus.
All right, well, tell Philippians what you do.
So I was busting down the street the other day, and my friend was complaining. He was all like, oh, man, you know what? It's like $45 to fill up my tank now. I was like, $45? At least you have a car.
Yes.
And he's all like, yeah, but gas is like $3.75 in a loan payment on your car. And I was like, what? And then Corey hits me up today. He's like, hey, DT. I was like, what? He goes, did you know in Phoenix, average gas?
Nice.
Is like $2.25, and I said, I don't care, Corey. I walk.
I don't care.
You were right. I did say that. The conversation didn't go like that. What it was is that DT was telling me about his boys, and then he tapped me on his head. He tapped me on top of my head and said, please lift your head up. And I said, you know what? You were talking about the gas prices. Do you know that the average gallon of gas in Arizona right now is $2.25?
$2.25.
$2.25 on average. But listen. This scares the hell out of me.
Why?
Because there ain't no reason for gas to be this low. We don't have a surplus of gas. Obama hasn't released anything. There's been no strategy or any news about anything being done to change the gas prices. Why have they fallen over $1.17 in price?
because there was really no reason for them to be so high.
Yeah, but this, let me tell you why this scares me. I don't trust the oil refineries at all. I don't, and gas, and people, and you know what? It's not even making news. Nobody's saying anything about how low the gas prices are right now. Something is up. And you remember that theory that I explained probably about a couple of months back on the show, where if the gas prices in quality, like the premium, the super premium, and diesel, if those three tiers aren't separated by 20 cents or less, that means that the gas prices are going to skyrocket back up. $2.25 is the low end for standard premium gas right now, mm-hmm. but the supreme premium gas is still close to $2.50, $2.60 a gallon. That's too big of a gap between the two different grades of gas. Therefore, telling me that they're lowering one particular grade of gas, they all come from the same oil. Why is the price so different? Something is up. I don't trust them. Wow. Here's the thing. I got another Corey Blaze prediction whenever it feels like prediction. When they decide to raise these prices back up because someone at the oil refinery farts, or somebody didn't sharpen a pencil on one Monday morning, because you know gas prices go back up for no reason whatsoever.
Yeah.
These prices are going to jump up by the dollar.
Yep.
Normally we see 10 cents here, 15 cents here, 20 cents here. Mark my words. When these gas prices go back up, because in the wintertime, it's very well documented that they release a special winter premium mix for our gas to cut down on pollution. That normally makes the prices go up.
Yeah.
It's going in the opposite direction right now, and this worries me. This, and I know this sounds weird because I'm the guy that's bitching that we're almost paying $4 a gallon, and now I'm bitching that we're paying $2.25 a gallon. It's because they're up to something. Something ain't right. Something's afoot here. Something's afoot. Yes. They're flim-flamming and hoodwinking us on this. I'm telling you right now, these oil companies are pulling an old Bill Cosby. This is the pill in the drink before they rape us. What?
Yeah.
Oh, that, can't believe he,
was that
can't
believe too back. Soon?
No, that was perfect.
Too soon?
Is it Dickin? Was it Dickinson?
Yeah. Janice Dickinson was one of the, I'm sorry. Do you not feel me on this, though? Am I out of my mind on this, DT? Am I alone on this theory?
No, actually, I feel like something is going up. I feel like they're lulling us to sleep.
They're lulling us to sleep. They're lulling us to sleep.
Like, first.
Come on, conspiracy theorists. Go with me.
I'm kind of going to tie this into another story.
Yeah, okay.
Because
there's your music, baby. There's your music. All right, come on with it, baby.
This is what they do. They like to change prices on stuff. My thing is, we had a conversation on why I don't eat pork.
Go ahead. Hit it. I'm going with you. I'm going with you.
This is why I don't eat pork. Okay? I don't eat pork because pork is too cheap. Pork is in everything.
Everything.
They're putting pork in everything. Like, they have pork wrapped salads, pork wrapped bananas,
pork wrapped turkey.
They had bacon on everything at Denny's. They had a whole bacon sundae.
Wow. I'm wrapped in bacon right now.
You can get bacon on everything. Why are they pushing bacon on us so much?
Yeah.
Because they're putting something in the bacon.
Something's in the bacon.
Just like there's something in the soda, because why is it cheaper to buy soda than it is to buy water?
That's very true.
Yes.
That's very true. Why is an 18-ounce bottle of water, smart water, is almost $2.
$2 for water.
Because it's smart.
$1.79. $2. Even the dumb water.
Fiji. Nestle. Nestle's cheapest
Nestle
water.
Nestle is the cheapest water.
Is a dollar.
No, I'm gonna go even more. Nestle water, yes, it is a dollar, but you get the little small 12-ounce. Walmart's 18-ounce bottle of water, Walmart brand water,
yes,
is on average $1.29 per bottle.
There you go.
Okay.
Walmart's.
$1.29 per bottle. But you can go into any gas station or convenience store,
yes,
and get 32 ounces of soda.
Yep.
For 79 cents.
Nice.
Something wrong with that. And then here's another thing that spins out of control. Because in my world, I'm a big coffee drinker. And I noticed this. I had this observation earlier this week. Why is coffee so damn expensive? Coffee ain't nothing but muddy water.
It's great, though.
But here's the thing. They run specials all the time that you can go in and get a dollar coffee. Why is coffee the same amount as water? Why is water so much more expensive than soda? And soda has very little water in it.
Yes.
It's syrup and chemicals and... I'm telling you, there's something wrong going on.
They're trying to lull us into a sleep.
No, I know what it is. They're lulling us into a false sense of security.
Yes, and then
blam, bam, here it comes. All of a sudden now, y'all got diabetes. Y'all got the sugars.
Look, America, I'm talking to you.
Oh, he's talking to America, right? Folks.
Stop drinking the soda. The water's too expensive, but you got to start drinking it. All right, start drinking it. Start smartening up. What they're doing is, turn on the news. I bet you hear 15 stories about celebrities. Who cares about the celebrities? What's going on in your neighborhood?
Yes.
What's going on in your kids' lives?
Yes.
Do you know? No, because your kids are fat. Because they're hopped up on soda.
And they're playing video games.
And they're playing video games. Do you know it costs $60 for a video game? The video game industry is huge.
Huge.
Why do we spend so much on video games? You know how much it costs to buy a new football? $20.
$20.
That's the same price as a gallon of Pete's fish and chips secret sauce.
And you can dip the football in it.
You can dip the football. That's $40. That's still $20 less
than the video game.
So that means you can go buy another $20 football or another gallon of Pete's fish and chips sauce.
Or a basketball.
Or some running shoes. And you can get those all through Amazon at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon.
Shameless plug.
Yes.
But it's okay, America. Look at me. I'm serious. This is crazy. We got bacon's coming out of pig butt. We got deep fried nip bacon. I can't even
bacon
do that.
Butts.
you lost me on.
You squashed.
You lost
one.
Me on pig butt.
Yeah.
I keep missing. Where's the big one? Oh, there it is. Pig butt.
Yeah.
This is this week's Radio. You got pig butt. You got pork coming out of, you got pig coming out of pig, coming out of pig, wrapped in pig and wrapped in pork butt. But DT, you make a very valid point. We had this argument and this discussion a few weeks in the car where it's interesting that water is so damn expensive and water is plentiful on the planet. Water pumps into every civilized part of this world.
Yeah.
You can eat, even in the middle of the desert, if you dig deep enough or if you've watched enough
Bear
Grylls, you can find water in the middle of the desert. So why, when you go to a place, is plastic really that expensive? No. Oh. Why is what? World domination is going to come from the water industry.
Yep.
Mark my words, it's going to come in the water industry. And if that ain't as bad as it could possibly get, how bad would it be if you're sitting in your home after just having a baby 3 weeks ago and a plane comes through your windshield?
Ooh.
This is big news. Have you heard this story?
I read it.
Okay. This story is very interesting. And the reason why I'm bringing it up is because it is world news right now. A Virginia mother was at home. Philippians, are you aware of this story?
No. Hodge Twin 10?
No. In Hodge Twin country, Virginia, Washington, D.C.,
yes.
Sitting in her home, and a plane just came out of nowhere, crashed in the house, killing her, her three-month-old, and her, there was another toddler. I don't believe the age was released. And then they had a third kid that was in preschool. So a 4 or 5 year old, and she was married, just sitting there minding her own business, going about her life, loving her family, loving her kids, and a plane out of nowhere, boom, her off the planet, two kids off the planet.
Wow.
Gone. Just absolutely gone. And you know what? And when I heard about this story, it struck up a lot of memories from when I was growing up. I grew up in the Matthew Henson Projects, and here in Phoenix, they're like Central Phoenix. Would you classify that as Central Phoenix or South Central?
South Central.
South Central, because South Phoenix is past the Salt River bottom.
Yeah.
So South Central Phoenix, I grew up, it is in direct flight path to Sky Harbor.
Yes.
You get jumbo jets flying over. Sometimes the jets are so close, you could see what they were serving in coach.
Yeah.
Nice. You know what I'm saying? You're familiar with that area, right?
Yeah. I work right below. Like, I work right down the street from the Matthew Henson's. And, like, when I'm teaching my stuff, because I work outside with my kids. And when I'm teaching my stuff, sometimes I have to stop the lesson.
Yeah.
Because there's a plane going in there. They can't hear me.
It's ridiculous how those planes can get so close. And it's always been a fear. Now, I don't think there's ever in the history been a plane that has crashed into the Matthew Henson projects.
I don't think so.
I don't think it's ever happened, because we would have definitely known about it. But when you think about it, Lip, anywhere you live, you're in a flight area.
Yes.
Even where I live now, in Peoria, North Glendale, I'm in direct flight pattern to little small private planes to Deer Valley.
Yeah.
We still live in a flight zone.
Yep.
Oh, my God. My worst fear realized when this story came across the wire, and I'm like, this cannot be true. I heard about it on the Michael Mara show. I heard about it on Big O and Dukes. And Big O and Dukes, Chad Dukes took it in a different light, but I understand where he was coming from. He was like, how can anybody believe in a loving God when a mother and her two kids are just sitting there in her house and a plane just comes by and incinerates them? I understand where Chad was coming from on that. I don't necessarily agree or disagree, but that's the way Chad's viewpoint is very often. But this story broke my heart. And there's not too many times where news stories come across the wire that, like, break my heart. And I'm like, oh, my God, I lived in that fear. And I wonder if she ever lived in that fear.
I don't know, but I really feel bad for the father, the husband.
Yeah, dude was close by.
But at the same time, like, that dude only so much sympathy, Yang. Like, tell me that's not like a great story, like, tell at the bar, like, you're picking up a chick. Oh, so you're such a nice young man. Like, why are you single?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's because my wife and kids died when a plane hit there with a hit her house.
Yeah, a Cessna. My wife was Cessna'd.
She was incinerated on impact.
As soon as the women hear that story, it is panty dropping time. Panty dropping time.
I'm just looking for a stewardess, you know. Fly me home.
Yeah.
Can you fly me home, girl?
Fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars. The only thing that wasn't incinerating, other than that mama, and I'm sorry to the family and all those friends and
sorry.
God. And
safe, I do apologize.
Safe home to you, but you know what? It's a comedy show, damn it.
Sure the hell
before
is.
Before we go to break, my black man's card. Now, my black man's card.
I read the show notes. I read you left it so vague on the show notes. I want to know.
I did.
I have to know now.
I am. Is this light on?
Yeah, it's on.
It's just low.
It's very, very dim.
It's very, very.
We are
dim.
Having video problems. Studio sounds amazing. Thanks to Justin James tweaking us and giving us some suggestions. But video-wise, we are dropping the ball. So my black man's card, those of you that know, I barely have a black man's card. It is always on the last final written warning of being taken away from me.
I thought you were white.
They don't know that yet.
Oh,
I still go to a meeting every once in a while because, believe it or not, Philippians, the chicken is good. So the black man's card, my black man's card, has officially been forcibly rejected.
Wow.
By whom?
By the black African American community held up by Al Sharpton. Al Sharpton. Ow.
Ow. Ow.
Al Sharpton.
Like,
Al.
Ouch.
Ow.
I can't do one thing. Guess why I have officially lost my black man's card. Take a guess, please. Now, there are hundreds of opportunities here, but I guarantee you not one of you will guess this. And if you do guess properly why my card has officially been revoked, I will give you no blah.
You can't eat watermelon.
Nope. Wrong. I'm sorry. Where's my thing? I'm sorry. I'm going to have to go to the judges on that one. Nope. Sorry. I can still eat watermelon. Philippians, do you have any guesses?
You shot a black guy.
I did not shoot a black guy, but because he was armed. I couldn't find an unarmed black guy. I would have shot him, but no, that's wrong.
You can't whistle.
I can still whistle.
That was a horrible whistle.
Yes, it was, but that's because my lips ain't that big anymore because I lost my black card. Not my black, not my Amex card, my black.
Black
man's card. Philippius, one more guess out of you.
You don't have a car with like 24-inch rims on it.
No, I'm sorry. I still have a 24-inch rim car. Nice. They're just now 12 inches after I got my fat ass in them. DT, one last guess from you.
You can't eat chicken?
Nope, I can still eat chicken. I cannot make grits.
What?
I can't make grits. I do not know how to make a successful pot of grits. I was watching the Food Network last week. They were doing something with grits. I have had grits at the Waffle House. I have had grits in other places. So I went out and I bought myself a tub or a whatever you call it, a whatever the circle box thing is.
A cylinder.
Yeah. A cylinder. Thank you, DT. A cylinder of Quaker grits.
Okay.
Matter of fact, I didn't go out and buy it because I haven't had any time. I do all my grocery shopping on Amazon, believe it or not. I ordered it through my Amazon grocery. Quaker oats or Quaker grits. Got the grits in. Tried to make it the first day. Made it with boiling milk. Came out crunchy. Made it another night. Came with water. Came out crunchy. Made it a third night. Left it soaking for what seemed to be an hour, even though it said 5 minutes, and it came out crunchy. It was like I was eating sand every time. I finally came to the realization that I, Corey Blaze, a.k.a. allegedly the black guy, cannot execute a perfect pot of grits. And therefore is the reason why the African-American community has requested my black man's card back. They have revoked its privileges. I am no longer allowed to go into church's chicken. I am no longer allowed to open watermelon. And I have to send 5 of my kids back.
Wow.
What say you, DT?
Can you make oatmeal?
Yes, I can make oatmeal.
You can make grits. What the hell is wrong with you?
I can't make grits.
What the hell is wrong with you?
Do you see why they took it back? I can't make grits. I tried 4 times, man.
As a kid, I hated eating grits, but I still made the hell out of grits.
I can't make grits.
I make grits with my penis.
I can't make grits at all.
This guy can't make grits.
You ain't black.
I told you, that's why they revoked my car.
Get this jigaboo out of here.
We'll be right back. Oh, my God. We'll be right back on Black Guy Radio. Damn, jigaboo. All right, folks, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show, also known as a Mexican, a black guy, and a very, 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 very transparent white guy that can't make grits. This portion of the show is brought to you by STDCheck.com. STDCheck.com, when it comes to your sexual health, there's no joking about it. What is STDCheck.com? STDCheck.com is the industry leading online STD testing provider. Fast, private, and affordable STD lab testing. 100% confidential STD testing. 5-minute testing. Get results in 1 to 2 days. All tests are FDA approved. Same day testing also available. And they offer over 4,000 testing centers worldwide. Take your health seriously. Get tested. If you don't know, find out stdcheck.com through the STD Check banner on our website or directly at fatguyradioshow.com/STDCheck. Don't wait. The life you save may very well be your own. Don't live in worry. Know your status and get tested. STD Check. Click the banner on our website today. You guys are jerk stores. That's
all I can caught a cramp.
You should have caught a cramp. I caught a cramp just looking at you catch a cramp. I literally can't make grits. I don't know what to tell you, boys.
Oh, man. All that grit making made me hungry.
That was some stamina right there.
That was. You guys did very good on that. I can't do it. I'm sorry. I just can't do it. Can't make grits.
I make grits in the bedroom.
You do. I can't.
I can make grits here and there. I can make grits anywhere.
Everywhere.
Anywhere, you can. Everywhere.
You can. And I own it. And I came to that realization, and you know what?
Do you still have grits in the thing?
Not here. I have them at home.
Well, I'm saying.
You want me to bring you the cylinder of grits?
Yeah, because I want to make some grits when I go home.
I will bring you the cylinder of grits.
I'm going to go to your house today.
We'll swing up by my house before I take you back to. Oh, all right. Yeah.
Yeah, let's go out of your house.
You're damn right.
Yeah.
Well, I can't.
And I'll show you how to make it.
Thanksgiving Day.
That's not right.
That was like last month.
Yeah, it was. I'm sorry. I was trying to get to this one. You want to go back? You want to go back to my house and make some grits?
Yeah, we can make some grits. I can go to the kitchen and make some grits.
Oh yeah. Will the grits be warm?
Oh, that'd be so warm.
Will they be sticky?
It's gonna be so sticky.
Can I put some butter in it?
You can put butter anywhere. This is gonna be the best grits of your life.
Between that crack.
Oh god.
Just ruin the picture.
Nobody wants to put butter in the crack.
Oh my gosh.
No. But you know what they want to do though? They want to allow the casinos to take over all the sporting.
What is going on with that?
I don't know, DT. You know more about this than I do.
Like, first, what is it? Casino Arizona buys Glendale Arena?
Casino Arizona buys Glendale Arena, which used to be Jobbing.com Arena, which is where Justin Bieber has gone and playing, where all, like, the concerts go now.
Now it's Gila River.
Yeah.
Gila
River Arena. And we're talking about the casinos, and the casinos in Arizona are all on the Indian reservations. Indians, feathers, not dots.
So now when people say, oh, where are you going? I'm saying, oh, I'm going to catch the Coyotes game at Gra.
Yeah, Gra. Gila River Arena?
Yeah.
Oh, Gra.
Gra.
I thought there was a W on the bat on the end of that.
Gra. No, not Gra. Gra.
I got Gavin DeGraw on the mind. I'm sorry.
Oh, well, there you go.
So it's Gila River Arena.
And then Talking Stick Resort just bought up U.S. Airway Center.
Now, we've talked about Talking Stick Resort on the show because we've gone out to Talking Stick Resort for several little
events and
double gum points and glad handing and networking things over with Elite Web Management, our website designer, and Talking Stick Resort. I love that place. I barely got used to. What did Talking Stick Resort take over?
U.S. Airway Center.
I just barely got used to learning that it was U.S. Airway Center from America West Arena.
Yeah, everybody was like going, oh, we're going to AWA.
Right.
Now we're going, oh, we're going to USC.
So it's Talking Stick Resort. Arena?
Yes, and they should have just called it Talking Stick Arena, because then it can be like, oh, I'm going to SA.
Or I'm going to TSA.
No, to SA.
To SA.
I'm going to SA.
Where are you going to watch the Suns play?
To SA.
To SA.
But no, it's to Tesra.
It's Tesra.
No, it's Tara.
That must mean
Tesra. Tesra. I'm going to Tesra.
I'm going to
Tesra.
Right here on Fat Guy Radio Show, we're going to watch the Suns play at Tesra. Talking Stick Resort Arena. That's not right. There's something wrong. There's too many words in there, too many letters in there. I don't understand.
It sounds like two different places.
It really does. Now, are they going to put a pool in there?
Like Paddock's pool did in the Chase Field?
Is it still Chase Field? Or is that going to end up?
It's still Chase Fields as of now.
Or is that going to end up turning into the Hoboken Walla Walt Casino and baseball field emporium and Chicken Shack oil change?
I don't know. It's Chicken George baseball arena.
Chicken George's. No, I know it. I know it.
What is it?
It's gonna be Pete's Fish and Chip Ballpark.
Nice. Ooh, where they sell the gallons of the sauce.
Yes, it's not gonna be
for $10.
It's not gonna be taking me out to the ball game. It's gonna be dip me into the bucket. Dip me into the bucket. This show is so stupid. Let's take our final break so we can come back and play Celebrity Mistletoe. Hold up.
Before we take our break,
You're absolutely right.
You ain't done one in 2 weeks.
I ain't done you in 3 weeks. I done almost forgot about the bit. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the segment that's sweeping the nation. It's What the Hell is Corey Tweety with D.T. Take it away, Mocha.
I told you, they fall out of the sky.
They do. That's my favorite
part. Today on What the Hell is Corey Tweeting?
Tweeting.
I like the echo effect.
That was beautiful.
All right. The real Corey Blaze. At Corey Blaze.
That's me.
3 days ago tweeted out, if you're hunting duck and ducks swim, shouldn't it be considered fishing? Pound. Stupid thought. LOL. What the hell is you tweeting?
Ducks swim, do they not?
Yes, but they fly as well.
But fish don't fly.
Exactly, that's why you fish for fish and you hunt duck.
No, ducks should be fishing. It's like shooting fish in a barrel.
But the thing is, if you fire at a duck, it can take off into the sky. And then what do you call that?
Fishing, because it just came out of the water. Sometimes sharks jump out of the water and you can shoot them.
But they don't fly consistently and fly off to land. And then ducks walk on land, so you can shoot duck on land too. You don't only shoot the ducks while they're in the pond. So because there's three areas, hunting ducks is three areas, so it should be called a triathlon.
So if you're shooting ducks and they walk on land, it's considered murder.
Murder.
Not unless the duck is black and you're white.
That's right. You can only shoot unarmed black ducks.
Yeah.
This show is really dumb, stupid. Why are we even here?
What the hell are we talking about?
I don't even understand it. We just talked about shooting ducks, but it's not. You are no longer hunting ducks, folks. You are absolutely, I'm sorry, I should have turned that off. You're actually fishing, unless they're on land, and then it's just murder.
But what about if they're air? Is it called a plane crash?
Yeah, only in Virginia, though. All right, folks, we'll be right back on Fat Guy Radio Show.
Hi, this is Ryan Scott.
And these are all the crazy voices in his head.
We love sports.
And we can't get enough of them.
We love them so doggone much that we done created ourselves just to talk about sports all the time in our heads.
So come join in the crazy of me and Daniel Taylor on Full Court Press Radio every Tuesday on FullCourtPressRadio.com, part of the BDB Radio Network.
It really is murder if you shoot a walking duck.
Is it really?
No, I just made that up right now.
Because I killed a duck. He asked me if I had any guapes.
I killed a duck because he looked like he was going a little quack.
Flip,
you got one?
What?
Exactly.
No.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Stitcher Radio. Stitcher Radio, it's the streaming app that you can get on all your smartphones, ladies and gentlemen. Listen to NPR, Full Court Press Radio, Smodcast, and more all through the Stitcher Radio app. Get your Stitcher Radio download today at fatguyradioshow.com/StitcherRadio. Well, hell, where you can radio. All right, boys, it's Christmas time, and last week we made our celebrity Christmas list. And that was very well received. But this week, I'm going to introduce to you another thing that could possibly absolutely just fall apart.
Horribly.
But do you know what? That's just pretty much how it goes sometimes here on Fat Guy Radio Show.
Yeah.
Let's play a new game called Celebrity Mistletoe. This is how you play Celebrity Mistletoe on Fat Guy Radio Show. With a mistletoe. Before the show, I asked Philippius, Dite, and myself. I looked at myself. Myself said, huh? Write down three celebrities. Three celebrities. So, boys, whip out your three celebrities. Nope, Dite, that's not your third celebrity. Whip out your list of three celebrities. You got your list of three celebrities?
Yep.
Sure do.
With a mistletoe. You have to put these three celebrities in. You have to do one or two things with them, one or three things with them, with a mistletoe. Which of your celebrities on your list will you F with a mistletoe? And that's with a mistletoe. Which one would you marry with a mistletoe? And which one of your celebrities on your list would you kill with a mistletoe? So okay. You have your three celebrity names.
No. I got something even better. No.
What?
Same rules. But instead of us going off our own celebrities, we have to ask. So I'll ask my celebrities to Flip. Flip will ask his celebrities to you, and you ask me your celebrities. That way, it's something different.
So should we pass our list to everybody?
Yes.
Oh, DJ's stirring it up here on the show, late in the show. All right. Mocha, you get my list. Give me Lip's list. Lip, did you write your list in English?
No. Oh, sorry.
No. Okay, all right, I got. All right, take a moment to figure out which ones on your list they would have to marry with a mistletoe. F with a mistletoe or kill with a mistletoe.
I don't even know who two of these are. I don't even know the first one.
You only know the first one on my celebrity list?
Yeah. I will F the heck out of that one with a mistletoe and marry that one with a mistletoe. Who's the last one? Is that a girl or a guy?
That's a girl.
Okay, then she
the first one is a girl. The second one is a guy. The last one is a girl.
Who is that?
Alex Garnaschelli?
Yeah, who's that?
She's from the Food Network. She's one of the judges on Chopped. She has...
She's not the fat one.
She's not... She's heavy depending on what camera angle. But she's my favorite chef.
All right.
And you know the one in the middle is the host of
Iron Chef.
Cutthroat Kitchen. And Iron Chef. Yes, he's on Iron Chef as well. But he's...
I knew him.
He's on Cutthroat Kitchen.
The glasses.
Yes. And then the first one was made famous by Oprah Winfrey.
And I love her.
All right, let's go. I'm going to go with Philippians, could your list be any more Mickey Mouse cookie cutter?
No.
All right, so how are the rules now? Do I tell him which ones he has to marry, F, and N?
No. You're going to choose which ones you're going to do to his celebrities.
Oh, out of your celebrities.
Out of your celebrities, which one would you?
Okay. Oh, wow. This really switched it up here, DJ. I don't like these rules. Let me see. Marry, F, or Kill, which is pretty much Marry, F, or Kill, which is the drinking game. Let me see. I'm going to marry this one. I'm going to F this one, and I'm going to kill this one. All right, I got it. So Philippians is, do I reveal it?
Yes.
Okay, do we all know who we're going to marry, who we're going to F, and who we're going to kill?
Yep.
Okay, with the mistletoe. Christmas. All right, so Philippians' three celebrities were Channing Tatum, Ariana Grande.
Oh, I didn't even think of her.
And Seth Rogen.
Oh, nice.
Okay. Channing Tatum, Ariana Grande, or Seth Rogen? I will F Channing Tatum with the mistletoe.
Okay. Why do I feel like he's going to kill Ariana Grande?
I will marry Seth Rogen and kill Ariana Grande with the mistletoe.
How did I know? Can I save her?
Let me tell you why.
Can I save
Channing
her?
Channing Tatum is too pretty. He's going to get old and it's all going to go fat. Seth Rogen, he already old and chubby. He's going to look that way as soon as he gets older. And Ariana Grande, I don't like the way she sounds when she's not singing. She's a baby talker. All right, Mocha, we're running out of time.
Oh, okay.
All right, so Philippians, let's have Philippians go with your list. Okay. And then you can round it out with mine. Okay, so what are the celebrities there?
He got Jennifer Aniston.
Of course he does.
Kevi, how do you say it?
Kerry Washington. Oh, learn to read.
Oh, it looks like a V. Look
it's
at that.
R.
It's a V. He's got a V down there, too. What?
Kerry Washington and Harrison Ford.
Kerry Washington, Harrison Ford, and who else?
Jennifer Aniston.
Jennifer Aniston. Ooh, okay. I would marry Jennifer Aniston. Okay.
I would kill Kerry Washington, and I would Harrison Ford.
Oh! You get to edit yourself at the last minute of the show, Lip.
Oh, you dumb. I was going to say it again just to make you work extra hard, but I decided not to.
No, because if we only leave one in there, we can do it quickly.
All right.
All right, Mocha Cub, you've got my list here.
All right.
You don't even know who these people were.
I didn't. But one of them I don't really know. The other two I do know.
Okay.
And because of that, I will marry Rachel Ray.
Yes.
I will F Alton Brown. And I'm going to kill the fat girl.
Oh! Oh, she's not a fat girl. That's the beautiful Alex Garnaschelli. How dare you?
Well, she's going to die.
And that's how you play celebrity mistletoe. You marry them with a mistletoe, you F them with a mistletoe, and you kill them with a mistletoe. Ariana Grande, I'm coming for you, girl. Maybe that mistletoe will help you get rid of that
baby talking. I'm Ariana Grande.
She doesn't talk like that in real life. She don't talk like that in real life. She don't talk like that.
Oh, by the way, did I mention that I think listener Gail has punched out on the show?
No, why?
She ain't said diddly squat to me about anything that has happened on the show. At all. I think she's punched out.
Oh, probably because it's well documented. We say well documented too many times.
That wouldn't be, it's very well documented that wouldn't be the reason why she would punch out on the show from being well documented.
Maybe she doesn't like being documented.
Okay, I was going to send her a text message, but I'm not. I'm going to say it here on the show to see if she does listen. Listener Gail, send me a text message when you hear this. Let's see if she does.
All right.
I doubt it if she does. And if she doesn't, you got till next week's show. Next week is our Christmas show. Are we going to do a gift exchange? No, because we all broke MFers. All right, folks, this portion of the show. Nope, this is the end of the show. Get it together, Corey.
Today's show is brought to you by
Amazon. Amazon through FatGuyRadioShow.com. Amazon holiday deals, 11 days to shop. But also, those 11 days, you still got life still happening. So let Amazon take the stress out of your holiday. Amazon always open at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Amazon. Grab yourself the Philippians holiday pick of the week while you're there. Amazon, the number one way we power this show. Tell a friend.
Our website design is provided by Elite Web Management. This program cannot be rebroadcast, reproduced, or distributed without the written consent of an authorized representative of BDB Radio Network.
For advertising, email info@bdbradionetwork.com.
Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram is where you can interact with the show. Search Fat Guy Radio Show and subscribe free on iTunes and catch the live video replay on our exclusive Vimeo page.
You barely did that one too, like you left me hanging last week, Lip.
It's all right.
You totally did that. Last week it was just me. Vimeo page. Crickets. He left me hanging. He didn't say nothing. For Philippius, our executive producer, and sexy ass Mokica, welcome back. We missed you. I'm Corey Blaze saying, "Scary people!"
That's me and DJ.
Fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. Listen, like, and laugh, everybody. See you at the top.
Bye-bye!
Dip, I love you, Ariana Grande. Dip it.
Corey Blaze back. You thought the show was over? Not so. Gotta remind you about FatGuyRadioShow.com/sponsors. Get over there now, FatGuyRadioShow.com/sponsor, and tell us about it if you have a good experience. And now, this is the real end of the show.
One, you're running by the door.